This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll ever know, makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, I was going to ask you about the jingle.
Oh, yeah, the jingle. We've had some people ask about it. It's kind of this, like, old-timey City of Waco jingle used for kind of tourism, spur tourism, and, you know, Waco.
Right. Waco. I like it. I like it. And everything's better with ukulele.
Yeah. And the city has allowed us to use it for our purposes because we thought it would just fit well with what we're doing.
I love it. Perfect.
But, yeah, to get into the swing of things, it's 4th of July weekend, and we got a lot going on. Tonight, to kind of kick off that 4th of July celebration, the Dr. Pepper Museum is having a weekend-long celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll have some classic dog combos and just really, like, specials.
Mm-hmm.
They have this one thing, the Patriot Float, that they've created. It's Bluebell vanilla ice cream, some Big Red, and a Blue Raspberry Star. And that's only available this weekend. So go check out the Dr. Pepper Museum and see what they're doing to celebrate 4th of July.
Yep. Tasty. And tonight is also, in addition to 4th of July weekend, it is First Friday weekend.
That's right.
So there's always neat stuff going on downtown on First Friday. So check it out. We've got several things.
There's the Experience Salon. It's like on the corner from the Spice Village and Oh My Juice. And it's just if you're looking to get a nice your hair did, you should check it out.
Exactly. And the Findery is going to have margaritas and door prizes and 20% off.
And the Hippodrome's showing Finding Dory and the latest Independence Day movie. And they'll have their famous dueling pianos.
Yeah. And at the Praetorian on Franklin, three new retail shops are being revealed. Interior Glow, Summer Ellis Bijouterie, and Brew Waco are all celebrating their grand opening. They're going to have live music from the Union Revival and all kinds of getaways. So this is going to be an awesome First Friday.
Very cool. Definitely check it out. And also on Friday is the Brazos Theater Group's improv comedy show. So if you're just looking to get some improv, looking to get a laugh, this is what you want to check out. The show is BYOB, and they have a snack bar there as well. The cost for admission is $12, and show starts at 9 p.m. And that's at 524 Bosque Boulevard. And heading into the weekend, we still got a couple of things going around town.
Yeah, a couple of things happening on Saturday. If you like a good old patriotic 4th of July parade, the Woodway Annual Parade is going to be Saturday morning. Lineup is at 8:45 at the church parking lot that's behind the corner of Estates in Oakdale. So bring your non-motorized bikes, your skateboards, your strollers, all decorated up with red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Pets are welcome if they're on a leash. Fire trucks are going to be there, candy, snow cones. So it's just a great way to kick off the 4th of July weekend with a good old parade. That's Saturday morning. And then Saturday evening, a new show is opening up at the Art Forum of Waco, which is at 1826 Morrow. They're going to be showing the work of Nelda Lloyd, and their opening reception is going to be Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30. So that's a great opportunity to see some nice art and meet other people in town who enjoy art. And do a little hobnobbing.
Yes. And on Sunday, July 3rd, it's Free Sunday at the Mayborn.
Right.
And so the first Sunday of every month, the Mayborn offers free admission. And they still have their Imaginate exhibit going on. So mm-hmm. if you haven't checked it out, now's the perfect opportunity to do so. And that's going to be from 1 to 5 on Sunday.
Yeah. And then Monday is Independence Day, 4th
yeah.
of July. So that's the big day. Free admission at the Dr. Pepper Museum for military. So any military members with ID who come in on Monday will get to go in for free. So that's kind of a nice little thank you to our service folks. And then the big fireworks show is going to be Monday evening, Brazos Nights 4th on the Brazos. It's going to be at McLean Stadium, Touchdown Alley. And there are things really going on all evening. Gates open at 5. They're going to have Smooth Jazz Generation, the annual corn dog eating contest. And then kind of the big music is at 7:30, Big Sam's Funky Nation. And that'll take us till 9 when the Waco Community Band comes on. And we start the fireworks over the Brazos. So that's fun. So if you're worried about parking, they're going to have a shuttle that's going to run from the Baylor East Campus parking garage, which is the corner of 3rd and Daughtry. It's the one where people park for the basketball games. And they're going to drop you off at the law school so you can walk across the beautiful river on the bridge, go to Touchdown Alley, and get all settled in for the fireworks.
Very cool. And if you're not completely worn out by the 4th of July celebrations, there's still a lot to do throughout the rest of the week. On Tuesday, there's the Austin Reptile Show.
Yes.
So if you want to get a close-up look at snakes, geckos, tortoises, and other reptiles, you can do that at 10:30 and 1:30 at the Bledsoe Miller Community Center.
And also, Tuesday is the kickoff of the Missoula Children's Theater Blackbeard Workshop. The Missoula Children's Theater comes every year to do this project with the Waco Civic Theater. So what happens is students audition on Tuesday, July 5th, and then those that get in will perform in the Missoula original music Blackbeard the Pirate on Saturday. So that's kind of a fun week of theater workshop. It's $65. And to find out more, check in with the Waco Civic Theater.
And also on Tuesday is Dine to Donate at Panera Bread. So you can head to Panera, you could, eat, and part of the proceeds will benefit the Humane Society of Central Texas, which, as you probably know, is just updating all those kennels and everything
that
they're getting.
Right, exactly. They got a lot
and
going
so
on.
That's going to be from 4 to 8 at Panera Bread off the loop.
Yep. You do need to bring a hard copy of the flyer. So be sure to go to the website and print out the flyer.
Oh, good to know.
So the money will go to the Humane Society. And then also Tuesday, this actually happens every Tuesday, but I'm not sure we've mentioned it before on here, is Young at Heart Dance Club.
Ooh.
So every Tuesday from 7 to 10, there is a dance at the Sol Ross Senior Center. It costs $5. It is smoke-free, alcohol-free environment. They have a different country and western band every week. And you just get to dance your heart out. It's they do two-step and waltz and polka and line dance. And every now and then they throw in like a 50s-style rock and roll song or a ballroom song. And everybody has a great time. It's $5, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Sol Ross Senior Center every Tuesday.
And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, there's a couple library events that are pretty fun, especially if you're trying to keep the kiddos busy this summer. So on Thursday, at the Central Library at 10:30 and 1:30, there's Zooniversity, a live animal nature show. So you could take your critters to see those wild critters. And then also later that night, but at the West Waco Library, is Family Night. And so they're going to have some science experiments for the whole family to check out. And they'll also have the Waco Civic Theater coming by and doing some scenes from Beauty and the Beast. So kind of a mix of things there.
Yeah, yeah, that's fun. And then a couple of musical things that are going on Thursday. It's Stars Over Texas Jamboree night, and they're having their 60s edition. So if you like 60s music, usually there's kind of a mixture of country and oldies and gospel and bluegrass and more, but I'm sure they're going to throw in a little Elvis and some things like that for 60s night. And that is $14, 7 o'clock at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. And then the Hewitt Summer Concert Series also continues on Thursday. They're going to have the Damn Torpedoes. And that is a tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, a tribute band. So, and that's free. It starts at 7. It's going to be at Warren Park, which is at 450 South Old Temple Road. And they're going to have food trucks and beer and wine. And so it should be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a good time. A very busy 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
Well, thanks as always, Ashley. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.